Music from The Physics, that's High Society from their self-titled, self-released EP. And Hella Dope, before that, was Shine On from Return to Planet Rock, two of the acts that will be supporting Macklemore and Ryan Lewis at three sold-out shows at Showbox at the Market on Friday, February 25th, Sunday the 27th, and on Saturday, March 5th. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We were and are still surprised.
It's incredible. And we'll talk more about that. But how about a couple songs to get things warmed up?
That sounds good.
Cool.
Good afternoon, Seattle. My name is Macklemore. And behind me is my DJ and my producer, Ryan Lewis. Happy Friday, everybody. KXP. Now, I used to sit with my dad in the garage, the sawdust, that pine saw in the moss. Around every spring, when that winter thaw, we'd huddle around the radio, twist the broken knob. 7:10 a.m., no KJR. Daily House's voice would echo throughout the yard. Couldn't have been older than 10, but to me and my friends, that voice on the other end might as well have been God's. 1995. The Division Series, Eggers up to bat, but I'm of the 11th inning. Got the whole town listening, swung on and belted. The words distorted, Joy Corps rounds third. Here comes Griffey, the throw to the plate's not in time. My oh my, the Mariners win it. Yes, fireworks, they lit up that ceiling in the King Dome. We had just made history. Woven, barely holding that stitch. Creases of time amongst the grime and the grit. Where the leather, he used to pound his fist. The summit's just a myth, but see that glove was him. Yeah, tell me stories on the field with that sun-stained brim. Blood under my chin, he taught me how to spit. Sunflower seeds back with me and my crew. Sunburned arms, big league chew. Yeah, we were like the sandlot after dinner. After practice, we listened to the M's in the kitchen. And if mom wasn't tripping, come on, dad. Please, I swear, there's one more inning. Voice would pump, pump through the system. Break out the rye bread. It's grand salami time, my oh my. Another victory, yes. My city, childhood, my life, watching Griffey right under those lights. That we drug through the beat. This is that moment and you cannot take it back. And I don't really collect cards anymore. Just a box and some old cardboard. Memories embedded in that dust. And if I was the age just like us, living somewhere off and enjoying, this is what you make of it. Yeah, we play to win, live it like we're under the lights of a stadium. Fight until the day that God decides to wave us in. Right until he waves us in. It's my city, childhood, my life, that's right. Under those lights, it's my city, childhood, my life, me house, my oh my, come on, my city, childhood, my life, that's right. Under those lights, it's my city, childhood, that's right, me house, my oh my, rest in peace. I was 7 years old when I got my first pair, and I stepped outside and I was like, Mama, this air bubble right here is gonna make me fly. I hit that court, and when I jumped, I jumped. I swear I got so high. I touched the net. Mom, I touched the net. This is the best day of my life. Air Max is what next. That air bubble, that mesh. The box, the smell, the stuffing, the tread at school. I was so cool. I knew that I couldn't crease them. My friends couldn't afford them. Four stripes on their Adidas. On the court, I wasn't the best, but my kicks were like the pros, yo. Stick out my tongue so everyone could see that logo. Nike Air Flight, but bad was so dope. And then my friend Carlos's brother got murdered for his fours. Whoa. See, he just wanted a jump shot, but they wanted to start a cult, though. Didn't want to get caught. From Genesee Park to Othello, you could clam for those pro wings with the Velcro, those were not tight. I was trying to fly without leaving the ground, cause I wanted to be like Mike, right? Wanted to be him, I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to touch that rim, I wanted to be cool, and I wanted to fit in. Wanted what he had, America, it begins. We want what we can't have. The commodity makes us want it. So expensive, damn. I just got to flaunt it. Got to show them, so exclusive. This is that new ish. $100 for a pair of shoes. I would never hoop in. Look at me, look at me. I'm a cool kid. I'm an individual, yeah. But I'm part of a movement. My movement told me be a consumer, and I consumed it. They told me to just do it. I listened to what that swoosh said. Look at what that swoosh did. See, it consumed my thoughts. Are you stupid? Don't crease them, just leave them in that box. Strangled by these laces. Laces, I can barely talk. That's my air bubble, and I'm lost. If it pops, we are what we wear, wherever we are. But see, I look inside the mirror and think Phil Knight tricked us all. Will I stand for change or stay in my box? These Nikes help me to find me, but I'm trying to take mine off. Started out with what I wear to school that first day. Like, these are what make you cool. And this pair, this would be my parachute. So much more than just a pair of shoes. Nah, this is who I am. It's what I wore. This is the source of my youth. That dream that they sold to you. $400 and some change. Consumption is in the veins. And now I see it's just another pair of shoes.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Wings, live on the afternoon show here at KEXP. And my oh my, before that, and man, just two incredibly powerful songs.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And listeners really relating to those. My oh my, I've had listeners email after I've played that song saying they had to pull over the car and they were just weeping. And it's amazing to get that kind of response. Just incredible. And the interesting thing about that song, Dave Niehaus, the announcer for the Mariners from day one to the end of this season, obviously means a lot to Seattleites, but that song has really connected beyond that. If you look at all the YouTube postings and the comments, people are like, I have no idea who Dave Niehaus is, but man, this song is incredible.
That's
special.
That's what you know, we when I wrote the song, it was more of just dealing with the grief and kind of a therapeutic exercise in writing. And it turned out to be something that not only Seattleites, like you said, are relating to, but something that, you know, people from all over the country are kind of, you know, submitting YouTube comments or whatever it might be that have connected with it. So it's amazing.
How important is it to get people to connect?
That's why I make music. That's why I write music. This is an oral tradition. This is a language. And if people aren't resonating with what I'm writing, then I'm not doing my job.
Yeah, I think what makes that song so powerful, though, is like you could write and have it be very nostalgic, but yeah. But there's so many layers to the song. And in fact, you sort of turn your back on nostalgism in that song when you talk about, well, I don't collect cards anymore, it's just cardboard gathering dust,
yeah.
And turn it into something about being in the now and living your life to the fullest.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So with Wings, you have something special going on there, too. The choir in that song. Tell me about that and how you guys made that happen.
Yeah, we had the real privilege of going to Denny Middle School in West Seattle and recording kind of the choir program that they have there, which was primarily a group of girls, probably about 12 girls, and it was incredible. I mean, we kind of had the option of taking some of the kids and going to a studio and recording in a studio, or doing it in the auditorium and just bringing equipment and kind of setting up shop. And we ended up doing it at the school. And it was, it turned out amazing. And just working with kids and Wings in general, just being a project that included or required so many people to make kind of what it was. Was special and definitely different than any of the other songs or projects we've done.
Well, that song's been kind of a work in progress for a while, right?
A long time.
Over a year, yeah.
So when did the chorus part emerge? I mean, when did you think about adding that?
That was one of the more recent. It was written by Hollis Wongware probably 3 or 4 months ago. And she had kind of jumped on board because we'd been planning to shoot a video for it for about a year. So she had jumped on board to help Zia Mahadra Jaspi with all of that, and heard the song, and one of the pieces that it was really missing was just a substantial chorus to kind of bring the whole thing together. So she wrote that, and then she actually networked and got together with Denny as well. So that whole thing was pretty amazing.
And Zia produced the video for The Town, right?
Yes, correct. Exactly.
Which is beautiful, and people should check it out, which over 500,000 people have.
Yeah.
Do those kind of numbers blow you away when you go, do you check on YouTube and go, wow?
We check every once in a while. Particularly when we first put out a video, just to see how it's tracking and to see the blogs that are picking it up. But yeah, I mean, we had... You know, you shoot a video like that, you have very little expectations. It was my first video, so I had no idea. And watching it grow over the last year has been amazing, and how many people from... Again, it's a song about Seattle that has connected with people all across the country.
Why do you think that is in that case?
I think that there's an element inside of the music. A friend of mine, Scenic, produced it, and immediately it kind of tugs at the heartstrings just in terms of the instrumentation of it. And then... I try to speak with as much passion and honesty and vulnerability as possible. And I feel like if you do that in a way that is genuine, listeners are going to connect with it. And that's what happened with that song and hopefully the majority of the music that we put out, if not all of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways this conversation could go in terms of, writing and truth or fantasy, because a lot of people don't write from experience. Mm-hmm. They can write good songs, but they write about fantasy.
Yeah.
But I want to ask Ryan a couple questions because, Macklemore, you've got the lyrics and the message and the delivery, and those are incredibly powerful. And I think what makes the music and the impact of the songs even more powerful is the melody and the music as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So tell me about your partnership and how you guys work on songs.
Oh, man.
Do the beats come first, and then Macklemore, you listen to the beats and come up with the rhymes?
There isn't just one process. I think that, throughout the last year and a half, songs have been made in such a variety of ways. Sometimes with the instruments and the beat kind of put in place first. Sometimes with Ben really having something that he wants to write about and having a real vision as to what type of instrumentals would be the proper canvas for that. I'm lucky to be able to work with, Andrew Jocelyn, violin player, War Runga, trumpet player, and lots of other...
Zach Fleury.
Noah Goldberg. I mean, just really talented talented studio musicians. So I would say that for the majority of it, I mean, I was never a beat salesman. So,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've really been like making productions since probably 2006, and those haven't really gone anywhere. So I just have this, I just have a bunch of stuff that never got used. And now I have a big team to, you know, if I have an idea to expand on and work with. So yeah, I would say, you know, it's never just me expanding on an idea at all. And I've shifted throughout the past year from kind of doing the sample thing to really trying to start with an original piece of music and go as far with it as you can.
And are you when you do the Showbox shows, you'll have the full band?
Yeah,
and
for
then
sure.
You're kind of kicking off a national tour as well with
yes.
the full band.
Yes.
Will that be the first time kind of traveling in that way, on an extended tour?
Well, hopefully we'll have one of our trumpet players actually was in Egypt up until recently. He's in Kenya right now, so that's why he couldn't be with us today. But he, we need to talk to him. We haven't been able to communicate with him, so
yeah.
We're not sure how many shows we're going to have. Hopefully we'll hit a portion of the West Coast with the band. But this is the first time that we've headlined a national tour, and it's exciting. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of work. But the response from different, you know, pockets of the country has been really well, and we're super excited about it.
Cool. So going back to collaboration a little bit, tell me a little bit about the next song you're going to do. And it's the song Other Side. It was in it was on the Versus release, but then it's on the re-release,
right?
With Fences involved.
Yeah.
Was that an original piece then that Chris wrote for that song?
That was definitely a collaboration. That was an awesome experience for sure. That was taking an Other Side from the Versus EP was by far the most successful. It was the most popular song, but it also had a Red Hot Chili Peppers sample. And I'd always felt like, you know, the a cappella performance that Ben recorded was just, I felt like I could do something else with it for sure. And I'd always kind of felt like that. And so going in to make kind of a redux, a remix album, that was a huge track that I wanted to redo. And I worked with Zach Fleury on that, who's an instrumentalist that plays a wide variety of instruments. And it started with, you know, just laying down guitar and then went all across the map and sequencing it and resequencing it and really trying. I mean, that song's just unusual. It's like 150 bars or something. So it's just not verse, chorus, and going through it kind of a steady stream of a song. It's like taking a 120 bar verse and trying to roadmap it out and evoke the emotion proper for each, you know, each piece. So.
And Chris came in and wrote, he had written the chorus at his house and then came in and laid it down within half an hour.
Yeah.
So he wrote an original piece of music as the chorus. A lot of people think that we sampled it, but
now that's what I like about it. It just for some reason makes the music just have that much more impact and power.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys work hard.
We don't sleep much.
No.
Can we hear it?
Please, let's go.
Oh girl, this boat is sinking. There's no sea left for me. And how the sky gets heavy when you are underneath it. Oh, I want to sail away from here. And God, He came down, 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 and sailed down, 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 down.
Up, asked him what he was sipping on. Said lean, you wanna hit it dog? It's the same stuff Wheezy sipping, huh? And tons of other rappers that be spitting hard. Yep, yep, vibe up on. Then went and passing that styrofoam. The Easter pink heard a rhyme before. Finally got to see what all the hype was on. And then he took a sip, sitting in the Lincoln, thinking he was pimping as he listened to the system. Little did he know that it was just as addictive as bass, not the kind of hit from the kick drum. Hot box, let the bass bump.
take it to the face. Gulp. Months later, the use went up, and every blunt was accompanied by that pink stuff. Man, he loved that feeling. Purple rain coated in the throat, just so healing. Medicine alleviate the sickness. The liquid to fix them, it comes with the cost. Wake up, cold sweat, scratching, itching, trying to escape the skin that barely fit him. Gone. Get another bottle just to get a couple swallows. Hit it towards the bottom, couldn't get off it. Didn't even think he had a problem, though we couldn't sleep without getting nauseous. Room spinning, thinking he might have sipped just a little bit too much of that cough. His eyelids closed shut, sat back in the chair clutching that cup. Girlfriend came and a couple hours later said his name and shook him, but he never got up. He never got up. He never got up. We live on the cusp of death, thinking that it won't be us. It won't be us. It won't be us. It won't be us, nah, it won't be us.
Oh girl, this boat is sinking. There's no sea left for me. And how the sky gets heavy when you are underneath it. Oh, I want to sail. Came down, 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 and sailed. Nothing.
Now he just wanted to act like them. He just wanted to rap like him. Us as rappers underestimate the power and the effects that we have on these kids. Blunt pass, ash in the tin, pat being pushed, harassed by the feds. Fact of it is, most people that rap like this talking about some stuff they haven't lived. Surprise, you know the drill. Trapped in a box, decline record sales. Follow the formula, violence, drugs, and sex sells. So we try to sound like something else. This is not Californication. No way to glorify this pavement, sir. Percocet in the eighth of day will leave you broke, depressed, and emotionally vacant, despite what Lil Wayne says. It's not conducive to being creative. And I know cause he's my favorite. And I know cause I was off that same mix. Rationalize stuff that I try after I listen to dedication. But he's an alien. I'd sip that stuff, pass out, or play PlayStation. Months later, I'm in the same place. No music made, feeling like a failure. And trust me, it's not dope to be 25 and move back to your parents' basement. I've seen my people's dreams die, seen what they can be denied. And we's on a drug that's D now, Groundhog Day life. Repeat each time. Seen Oxycontin take four lives. I grew up with them used to cheap dimes. Seen cocaine bring out the demons inside. Cheating and lying. Friendship ceased, no peace in the mind. Stealing to take anything to fix the pieces inside. Broken, hopeless, headed nowhere. Only motivation of what the dealer's supplying. That rush, that drug, that dope. Those pills, that crumb, that roach. Thinking I would never do that, not that drug. Growing up, nobody ever does. Until you're stuck, looking in the mirror like I can't believe what I become. Swear I was gonna be someone. Growing up, everyone always does. We sell our dreams and our potential to escape through that buzz. Just keep me up, Hollywood, here we come. This is our last song of the day. And this song right here, hopefully you're driving home, ready to celebrate this weekend. It's called Irish Celebration. Let's go. I'm taking out my shoes. Let's get comfortable. One time, now, I'm an Irishman.
leather weather the Irish skin. Beer orange is the sunset flag. In the night sky we fly in. Proud for the life we fight to live. History I write with it. Spit it with the dialect. And this is a celebration, of course. The green, white, orange. Now when they pulled up on that shore, first generation born, toast to those that made it on a boat to New York. And when the English came, the colonizer came. So they filled up bottles of gasoline, turned them into balls of flames. Hurl them to protect what's ours. Don't touch these lucky charms. A bunch of Irish screaming, screw the London car. I'm kidding, not dissing London, this bloody bar. But go against the Irish, get a bloody jar. Preach nonviolence, remind us of the scars. Unify us, put a pint up, everybody sing the song. We put our glass to the sky and lift up and live tonight. Cause you can't take it with ya. So raise a pint for the people that aren't with us. And live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. We put our glass to the sky and lift up and live tonight. Cause you can't take it with ya. So raise a pint for the people that aren't with us. And live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. Now from New England to New Brunswick, gone with a Dublin, a rebellious nation of freckle-faced hustlers. Heart, blue-collared workers, family, my heritage. Proud to be a Haggerty. That's right, with whiskey in our veins, claiming we're the bravest men. I drank Old Crow, pretended it was Jameson. Dad sipped Guinness, I sipped Old English. He sat me down at 16 and said, boy, this is what a beer is. I put down the drink, I couldn't drink like a gentleman. That doesn't mean I can't make a drinking song for the rest of them. Challenge us in football, yeah, we might lose. Don't put us next to a bar stool. I said, we take the history, scripted in song, like the torch, and you pass it on. That's right. I said, lineage through the rhythm. We script it from the palm, and we give it till Ireland is on. Bottoms up, glass to the sky, and lift up, and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. So raise a pint for the people that aren't with us, and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. We put our glass to the sky, and lift up, and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. So raise a pint for the people that aren't with us, and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. Let's go.
Hey, 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 let's go. Hey, 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 Seattle. Hey, 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 all over the world. Hey, 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 hey.
Now all my people say, celebration. Feels good, doesn't it? Happy Friday, everybody. We put our glass to the sky and lift up and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. So raise a pint for the people that aren't with us and live tonight, cause you can't take it with ya. Come on.
I know there's people singing and chanting in cars across Seattle and in cubes and offices all over the world. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis live on KEXP Irish Celebration, the name of the song. Perfect way to end the set on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Again, Wings, the new single. There's too much to talk about. I don't want to talk a ton. But, but you give away your music, too. What's the strategy there?
Spread it. Get it out to the people. And then we can go play.
Yeah.
Around the country. That's the idea.
People are responding, and it's great. So,
and Kevin, thank you. You've been a huge advocate. Not only you, but KEXP and everything that you guys do for not only us, but the entire Seattle music community and all the independent artists from all over the country. There's no value to put on what you guys do for us. I get emails from people all the time. The first time that I heard you was on KEXP, and now I'll be a lifelong fan. So we truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and thanks for saying that. We feel like we have the easy part. You guys make the music, and we get to curate it and play it for people all over the world that love music, right?
Yeah.
And people all over the world who listen to KEXP tune in because they want to hear great music, and they can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So thank you for making it, and again... So you got Wings, but what's going on with the new album? Is there going to be something sometime soon?
Yeah, we're working. We're working hard on prepping for this tour, and then when we get back from the tour, we have about 6-7 songs, lock those in, record a lot more, and hopefully by sometime in the fall to winter, we'll be looking at a new album.
Cool. Looking forward to that. Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, live on KEXP, and it's... great having you guys in, and it's great to see you so clear and healthy, too.
Yes, yes.
It's the Afternoon Show, KEXP.